Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're talking about something new that I just added to my own wellness longevity routine. It's a vibration plate. Yes, I just bought one. I have started using it, and I have to say it's much more interesting than it looks. At first, you may think, how can this really be doing anything? Is it doing anything at all? Isn't it just standing on a platform that shakes? And is this actual exercise, or is it just a great wellness gadget with great marketing? I bought the $59 one on Amazon. I have to say I didn't want to invest so fully until I tried it, but I'm actually really liking it. So I made a month-long commitment to use it every day. A vibration plate is an interesting tool. It creates rapid mechanical movements under your feet, and these movements cause really small repeated changes in the length of your muscles. So your nervous system responds. It makes those muscles contract again and again and again, and even though feels like you're standing there, your calves, your thighs, your glutes, everything is really moving, even your core, to keep you stable. And I kind of love it. In the morning when I wake up kind of groggy and tired, this whole body vibration is really interesting. It wakes me up. I make it more challenging. I do my morning squats while standing on the vibration plate. So I kind of do a squat. I'll maintain that low position, and I feel muscles moving that have not moved in decades, literally little, small, funny muscles. And just because the surface is moving, your muscles have to keep firing to hold your position. The data, the muscle and mobility data, is actually pretty compelling. 2023, a systematic review and meta-analysis looked at 18 randomized controlled trials involving adults with an average age of 65, and researchers found significant improvements in knee strength, lower body power, walking speed, walking endurance, and sit-to-stand performance. The knee strength improved tremendously, and the sit-to-stand improved as well tremendously. So those numbers are not just academic. That actually is practical. It translates to real life, like getting out of a chair more easy, walking and climbing with more confidence. I think for aging parents, this is a really interesting idea. Also, some great benefits for the balance system. The vibration sends sensory receptor stimulation to your muscles, tendons, and joints. And that tells your brain about proprioception, where you are in space. In a 2023 analysis, some up-and-go performance statistics improved with an effect size of 0.53%. Walking speed improved and walking endurance improved. So those little jolts made that proprioception knowledge better for people's brains. I feel more comfortable, a little more loose and flexible after the vibration plate. I think it's helpful for increasing muscle temperature and stiffness. It really like gets you not stiff in the mornings. And it's another reason that I am enjoying the feeling. I like the feeling of loosening up all the muscles. It gets you wiggly jiggly. Another really good thing that vibration plate does is gives attention to bone health. Bone is a living tissue. It responds to mechanical stress. And that's why weight-bearing exercise and resistance training is so important, but I don't always have time. But when we looked at studies, 23 different studies looking at postmenopausal women, it found that whole body vibration protocols improved their lumbar spine and bone mineral density. And that is huge. That was around a vibration of 30 hertz. That's kind of low magnitude, but that's with consistent use over time. That's really interesting because menopause accelerates bone loss and muscle decline. And here you are getting your vibration, benefiting your bone health. There's even some metabolic benefit. A study in 2024, a meta-analysis again, looked at randomized trials in people with type 2 diabetes. So in some of the comparison, whole body vibration was associated with hemoglobin A1C reduction of 1.58 percentage points compared with conventional exercise, and 1.32 percentage points compared with resistance exercise. And that's kind of reflecting your average blood sugar over 3 months. So to me, that's super notable. I think an explanation is that contracting muscles, more muscles contracting, pulls more glucose out of the bloodstream. And you're waking up kind of dormant muscles. Your skeletal muscles are one of the largest places where the body stores glucose. These repeated muscle contractions can help improve glucose uptake. Of course, some people think they're going to get weight loss. Is that really going to happen? Probably not. You can stand on those plates and get jiggly fat movement, but I don't think it's going to give a tremendous weight loss. But it's not just a passive weight loss machine. It's an actual muscle trigger stimulating metabolism, stimulating movement and flexibility, and stimulating muscle strength. So try it. I highly recommend you guys try this. Use it for a few minutes at home. Activate your big muscle groups all at once, and I think you're going to notice some good benefits. As far as safety, most people tolerate it really well. The most common problems we've heard of are a little bit of dizziness or a little muscle soreness, or maybe knee or back discomfort if you're going too high intensity. I think I like the idea of bending your knees slightly rather than locking them. Start with short sessions. I'm just doing like 10 minutes at a time, morning and night. I'm actually applying my skincare regimen while I stand on my vibration plate. And for me, this is surprisingly beneficial. So that's it for now, guys. Learn and benefit with my little longevity experiments. I think this is such a great thing for you to try. I should definitely find and link that $59, the vibration plate that I found on Amazon, because I thought, okay, I can't get a $400 one. I'm not there yet. But I honestly think this is good enough. I'm happy with it. So that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. Find me here on Tuesdays for a longer, more in-depth podcast about longevity, wellness, and biotech, all the things that change beauty at the molecular level. And follow me on Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces, their beauty, their longevity, and their health. That's it for now, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay beautiful.